Millionaires a sports show. Got me in my hormones. All gas, no brakes, score 4-0. If you think you own this place, you get foreclosed. I've been in my head, but it's not about a T3. Yeah, I like to learn, but there's nothing you can teach me. We all got opinions. You about to hit a meat tree of bitches. CSJ never really misses. GD7 land, baby, shout out to Indigenous. My girl, she got mad at me, cause she don't know the difference. Between this and them, nah, you about to witness. Well, freedom is so now, I tell that girl, get out my business. Do this, I ain't joshing on the grind like Eric Costin. Sit around and grab a drink. You talking what you wanted. It's mostly you don't know me. When it drop, then I'm mostly what they bopping. You can say what you got. When it's Tuesday, I'll be locked in.
There it is. We are on, ladies and gentlemen. Sports show. Big one. Big huge one. Episode
yes.
200.
Can Sport you believe show this?
200. YYC.
Who's this guy to the left of me?
We got a guest. We said we're bringing in the heavy hitters. I want to introduce him myself because the guy that's on the show today is very sports related. He's the captain of the Division 7.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Jokers.
Whoa, whoa.
Nine.
Whoa.
Division
I
9.
I thought PZ was the captain.
No, no, no. He's the GM.
Oh, he's the GM.
No, don't let him do that to you. Don't let him do that to you.
Could have swear he said he's
you don't interrupt this man's introduction on my watch.
I didn't want you to get it wrong. That's all I'm saying.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got Captain Gus Morfesis on the show today to celebrate our 200th episode. Remember, Sports Show YYC on Instagram and Twitter, the Facebook page, YouTube channel, The Sports Show. It's amazing. Podbean, Spotify, iTunes, CJSW, CJSW.com, 90.9 FM, second Tuesday of every month. That's coming up in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
We got that show, yep.
Should we just replay this one on that one? I think we should. What do you think?
Just do this there?
Well, I think Gus deserves the accolades of having the CJSW like listeners listen to it even more.
Right? I got something very special planned for today. I had it in my mind.
Oh, did you?
Why don't we tell everyone what we're doing today? Let Gus. What is he to expect today on the show?
Oh, we got lots going on. We got lots. Big NHL this week. Last week we tailed off a little bit because we were saying, hey, the trade talk over and over. The trades finally happened. We got NFL morph. I don't know if you heard. A lot of things going on in the NFL. Like a jealous girlfriend. They got upset that the NHL was getting all the headlines, this, that, and the other. So they're in. We got Rapid Banter. We got Maga Malaka. But to start it all off.
Mitch. Oh. I want to talk about that kind of stuff.
What do you want?
I want to get into everything.
What do you get?
But I can't.
What happened?
Because for our 200th episode,
you're not.
Before we do anything on the show, and Mitch, cue the music, we got to give to you the Gus's Pizza Metrics of the Week.
Oh.
That's right.
Well done.
Gus's Pizza, the leader in pizza around the city of Calgary, right near the hospital and the university where we are right now. Takeout, it's easy. Skip the dishes, makes it easier for you. DoorDash, whatever you want. Go in and say hi. I don't care, but it's pound for pound the best pizza in the YYC. Sorry, next to Bonacera, home of the 10-cent chicken wing, but don't care about them right now because it's Gus's Pizza. It's been around forever. It's a staple. Metrics of the Week. I just want to say 200 episodes to the roster supporting us. Thank you very much. And now that we're on the CJSW.com, this thing is fantastic. But I just wanted to bring that up, man.
That's amazing.
Old school.
Old school. So you we used to do it back in the day. And now, you know what? I had a feeling you were going to pull something out of the bag. That's awesome. Well, real quick, before we get into the NHL talk, can we talk about the big thing? Come Sunday, Canada, win or draw, they get into the World Cup. They're off to Qatar. It's going to happen. I know it. I can feel it. I know they kind of fell down last week. But how good do you feel that Italy's out for the second time now? Anybody? I don't know why. I just feel really good about Italy not making it to the World Cup.
I don't know, Mitch. I love Italy. But at the same time, complacency's a killer.
That's it.
They were Euro champions 2020, correct?
They were. Yeah. So I feel like, you know what? That's all they're showing up to now. They're just going to show up to Euro, and they're not going to show up for World Cup. This is technically 8 years running now. They can't make it to the World
Cup. It's so European.
Yeah.
Is it what you want me to go to the World Cup? We should go like them and the Greeks are the same.
Yeah.
Like we won the Euro Cup. Why do we got to qualify?
No, we won.
No, take your tournament.
Yeah.
We don't need a part of your tournament. Who plays in November anyways?
That's what I'm saying. What's going on over here? They're gonna be so mad. I talked to a few of my Italian friends and they are livid about it. So I had to bring it up. I have to say
you
it.
You have to.
And we'll talk about it later as well. From there, we go to NHL segment. It's called Dump and Chase Morfest. You know, because you listen to it, and everyone over at Gus's Cafe does too. We talked about it. Finally happened. The trade deadline is over. We can finally look and see all the fun trades that happened and what's, you know, people are getting ready. The one thing I noticed, this is my humble opinion, you guys tell me what you think about it, is that every team made a move. There was over 39 trades made. And a lot of the good teams, teams that are leading their division or right up there, they were the ones making the most amount of action, which means there's a lot of parity. There's, I don't know who's going to win the cup. We got Tampa Bay, two-time defending champions. We got this, that, the other. I'm going to go through a list of some of the bigger key names that went through. You guys tell me if you love it, you hate it, or why'd you even do it kind of thing.
Perfect.
All right? Yep. Fair enough? All
more
right, let's go.
More honors to the
honors to the guests. Yes, yes, absolutely. Go. All right, let's start with Columbus. They send Max Domi over to Carolina. Morph, do you love it, hate it, or who cares?
Love it.
Yeah?
Yeah, more depth.
Yeah.
They can roll four lines right now, and they are looking dangerous.
Yep. I like that trade a lot, like a lot.
I like it for both teams. Columbus is in a position where it's over. The little experiment, you know, that stint is done. And for Carolina, like you say, more of it, it's a win-win for both teams, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. How about this one? Chicago sends us, actually, here in Calgary, Ryan Carpenter for a fifth round 2024 pick. Do you like it? We'll go with you, Mr. Dimitri.
Yeah, I like these kinds of trades right before the trade deadline because you're planning a little bit. It's like, you know what, you're taking advantage of a team, again, that's unloading. That Chicago team's going to be wiped out in the next 3-4 years. Like, I mean, Taves and Caden are done, right? Like, that's just ineffective. So, yeah, why not? Get a young guy in there.
Morph, do you like that one?
I don't know enough of it to comment on that one.
I feel like this one, isn't it kind of the same as the guy they just picked up from Seattle, the Jarkin guy? Like, to me, they're one and the same. I would say, why do we do it? I would say this one's kind of, it's like putting extra pepperoni on your pizza. Are you actually getting the extra pepperoni?
You know
what?
You
just paying for
it? You do at Gus's Pizza.
That's right. I don't know about anywhere else.
I'm just going to move on to the next one. More fasties. Let's go to...
And that brings us to the Gus's Pizza trade deadline pick of the week.
Let's go with Anaheim. They send Ricard Raquel to Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Raquel, yeah, sorry. These guys, they got some weird names.
No, it's a youth
thing. It's a thing, yeah, it's true.
He's and just like an old man. He just refuses to get the name right. Who's this?
Rachel
Raquel? Raquel? Raquel Ball? Raquel. Reichel.
So a lot of people think
Robert
this might have been
Reichel
the steal.
With the Pittsburgh.
A lot of people think this is the steal of the trade deadline. Morph?
What? Great pickup for Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, great. Unbelievable pickup for Pittsburgh.
Agreed.
I don't know how they got away with that.
I don't know either. Like, this just complements the other players on the team. Like, it's fantastic.
But more of the other thing I was thinking too is I thought Anaheim was on the up and up. I go, this team's getting a little bit better.
They're battling for a playoff spot, aren't they? Well, they were.
They're getting rid of this guy.
Yeah.
Now I thought, okay, they got like that Troy Terry. Like, they got a couple of those young rookies that, you know, the team is. And then, I don't know, Raquel, I thought, was one of their staple guys.
Younger guy, too, if I remember
correctly. Yeah, he is.
Pittsburgh ended up giving Anaheim three players and two second-rounders. So, yeah. I mean, they got a lot in return. But still, I'm with you guys. Why did Anaheim get rid of this guy? It makes no sense.
But Pittsburgh needs, not just Pittsburgh, anyone on that side of the conference needs to add. Because as you're probably going to go through the list, it seems like everyone there got better.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Here's a team. It's the team to the north of us, Edmonton. Look, they couldn't find a goalie. Somebody didn't want to trade him a goalie, from what I understand. That's fine. So they pick up two guys. They get Brett Kulak from Montreal, and they get Derek Brassard from Philly. I'll be honest, I kind of like it. You can't get the goalie, so what do you do? What's the next best thing? Get a defenseman, and two of them, veterans. Edmonton's starting to heat up a little bit.
Watch out for the Edmonton Oilers. This is a team that I just have a feeling is going to come under the radar into the playoffs. Everyone wrote them off. Nugent Hopkins is back. I watched them the other day. Guys, if their stars are firing, be careful.
The problem is they don't have that goaltender that can steal them a game.
That's true.
That's
they
a good
don't.
Point.
You're right.
We've talked about it. Look, they could have, and I'll tell you how. Trade McDavid. They could have got a goalie. I'm telling you right now. I'm just saying, right? Everyone knows how I feel about this.
With a guest?
I'm just saying. I'm not going to change because he's here. I'm not changing. I'm saying the truth. All right? I'm just saying.
You're looking at the best GM of all time here.
Oh, I would have won.
This is why Nick got the restaurant.
Gave me the keys.
This is why Nick got the restaurant, okay?
Just give me the keys for one day. I'll tell you. I'll show you how to ride this bus, all right? From there, let's go over Van City. They end up sending Tyler Motte to the New York Rangers. The Rangers pick him up for a fourth rounder. That's actually not bad. Not bad. Thoughts?
I like this trade. The Rangers got to get a little bit tougher. Again, it's so neck and neck over there. It's ruthless.
Well, you have the top three teams, and then it's so tight. The middle of the pack is unbelievable.
Yeah. Washington and Boston are your bubble teams?
Yeah.
It's crazy, right? The East like is already spoken for. Now it's just jockeying for position. Right?
I don't think positioning matters in the East whatsoever.
You might have a point.
I think it's just make the playoffs and figure it out from there. Because if you're on the one side, like if you're Pittsburgh right now, for example, you got to get through the Rangers or Carolina. Probably the Rangers, as it looks. If you're Tampa Bay, you got to get through Toronto. Like you're playing Toronto. Yeah. It's not like they're... And then you got to get through Florida. I don't know. I don't think it matters where you see it in these. Just make the playoffs.
True there. I agree. Winnipeg also sending Andrew Kupp over to the Rangers. So they're getting grimier. Rangers got grimier. And being one of the best teams in the East, I don't know. I think they did a great job. They just got that grit. They got the goalies. They got defense. They got some scoring. They got the grit.
That's what you need in the playoffs.
100%. 100%.
Yeah. Smart move. Yep. Recognizing. Yeah.
San Jose sending over, here's a guy, Andrew Cogliano. Not a big name, but this guy always seems to be in the Stanley Cup Finals. I swear to God, this guy is like Corey Perry lately. Like, if you're on that team, you're going to go to the Stanley Cup Finals. I don't know what it is. He goes to Colorado. I'm not a big fan of this. I'll tell you why. You know how I feel. Don't mess with the chemistry. Number one team in the league. Why are you guys bringing guys in? Just roll. Unless you were going to get some big guy. It's not like Andrew Cogliano is going to demand anything and need anything, but I'm just saying. Yeah, I say leave it the way it is.
He's a depth player, though. He's a guy True. That you can bring in and slot him anywhere, and he can fill that void.
Right.
I agree, Morph. And the thing is he's not demanding a lot going on a team like that. He's like, okay, happy to be here. If it's 4 minutes he gets, it's 4 minutes.
I suppose.
You're okay with a guy like that.
Yeah.
It's when you start to overpromise. Or you ruin the chemistry by bringing in, I don't know who's next. Let's say Giroux.
Are you reading my notes?
Seriously?
How did I?
Mitch, 200.
Hey, it's a 200.
I know you're right. I know what
I
you eat for
up,
breakfast.
This is what happens. This is what
I know what you
on.
Like in your coffee. I know.
What do I like in my coffee? Let's see.
What's that?
What do I like?
Quad espresso on ice.
It's such a weird drink.
It's not. Why?
Just get an Americano.
Because
you're already, you know, I think about this. You already dilute. See.
Yeah.
Your coffee order, the ice already dilutes the quad espresso effect.
Right.
But you're paying the premium for four shots.
I dare you to
Why
say
not,
this. I dare you to say this to Big Lamp. I dare you.
I'll say it to his face right now.
All right. No,
let's move on.
I won't. If you could pass the message.
So as my buddy and partner in crime over here said, let's get on to the three biggest names. I left them for the end. It's Claude Giroux. He said, I'm only going to one team. He told the Philly media. He told the Philly management. One team and one team only. And he's off to Florida, the number one team in the league. This team, well, maybe second best team, I guess. Best in the East, let's just say that. He goes, basically, there was like a tit-for-tat trade. Who cares about that? But the cool thing about this one, I'll throw it out to you guys. Ekblad, all of a sudden, is hurt. And so he gets to go on the LTIR, and he's off until the playoffs, or at least the first round of the playoffs, which freed up a whole bunch of money, which allowed this to happen. I find it a little suspicious, let's say. But the trade happened. Do you like Claude Giroux going to Florida? More fessies.
Great management.
You like that?
Well, it's a great move.
Yeah. Do you worry about Claude Giroux there? And we talked about it last week, me and Dimitri. He's the captain of the Philly Flyers. He's a good player. He's got, you know, but don't you feel like he's going to want to be in the top two lines? Like, again, I go back to it, messing up that chemistry.
He might moving forward, but for this year, I think he wants to win. And this is the best possibility for him to win.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, sure.
I agree with that. Long term, I think he's a problem. On a team like that, short term, I agree. They could just bring him in there. He'll do what he wants because he just wants to win.
Yeah. Yeah, and he does have that leadership role.
Yes, absolutely. But that's the thing. Sometimes too many. You know. Yesterday we were in the
too
kitchen
many
together.
Commanders.
Too many commanders can be a bad thing. But we all know each other, and so we're all like, "Hey, what do you think?" I don't know how it works in hockey, but I have a feeling this could. I feel like this one's a good trade. I agree. It's a big name. I like it, but I'm always nervous about the chemistry thing more. I really am because. Right now, you got Barkov, who's younger than Giroux, and he's got his team the way he likes it, let's say, right? You got a Giroux going, hey, Barky, you know, maybe we yell at the defenseman there. He's a little late on that rush or something. You know what I mean? Like
he'll surface himself because he's also going to the top team.
Right.
This is not the other way around, right? There's a culture that's already been built over there. They're winning. It's like, hey, you want to come win with us. That stuff will get fizzled out pretty quick.
Yep.
For the short term, Morph's right. he'll buy into something like that. Long term, I don't think you get
no. Done. Well, he's been the man for his whole career.
Right. Yep. And that's the thing. Yeah. You can't just turn that off. That's what I'm saying.
You can do it for a little bit.
I hope so. Yes. I hope you guys are right.
Yeah.
I won't lie to you. As I started this segment, I don't know who to pick right now. All these trades have a little bit of component where would you be surprised if the Rangers made it to the Stanley Cup? No.
No.
Would you be surprised if Carolina makes it? No. How about this team? And actually, all of a sudden, I think they could make it. It's Marc-Andre Fleury. He leaves Chicago, says, hey, Minnesota, how's it going? All of a sudden, the Minnesota Wild have become maybe the juggernaut. I don't know. Like, they look good, man.
Sneaky team.
Sneaky team.
They're flying under the radar.
Yeah.
No one talks about them because it's just Minnesota. It's the Minnesota Missionaries. It's like
just
one,
right there.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's just one straight move.
It works.
Not exciting.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. It works.
That's right.
And it's been proven to work in playoffs. So it's...
Well, you got a guy like Cam Talbot who, you know what? He's doing great. You can't give the guy any heartache or anything. I think he's going to like the fact that he's got a little bit of a backup just in case. Maybe but goalies are weird too, right? Like, you know, I don't know if it's going to mess with his mentality a little bit. Overall scheme of things, this Minnesota team got... And they also picked up that fighter from... I didn't write it down here. He's the tough guy in Anaheim. Anaheim gave away that DeLaurier, I think his name is. He's the fighter guy, number... Anyways, he ends up going to Minnesota too. So Minnesota got grittier, and now they got a Vezina, last year's Vezina Trophy winner, sitting on the bench waiting to get called up if they need him.
Which is where he thrives. He has no problems. He's done it.
Yeah,
he's done it
in
Pittsburgh. He did it in Vegas. It's a good move, but you're right. See, the West has the sneaky teams.
Right.
Polar opposite of the East. You got one or two teams that are like, okay, you guys are pretty good, right? If you want to put, let's say, Calgary and Colorado as your 1-2. But then you have St. Louis, Minnesota, Vegas, LA, like all these teams that are just.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Colorado's to choke, in my opinion.
In the West, yeah.
In the West.
It's totally them.
Yeah. 100%. Last one, it's the big one. It's what Calgary. Calgary's a little sad. They wanted this guy. We said, don't bring him back. But Toronto said, hey, we need a goalie too. We couldn't get Marc-Andre. We'll get to that in a second because there's a funny little story that came out of that. Giordano, basically, and Blackwell end up going to Toronto. Do you like the trade more?
Unfortunately, yes.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to talk about Toronto.
Here you're going to talk about them. Here you got to talk about them, Orfessis. We love Toronto here.
Good move.
Yeah, it is a good move.
Toronto's been struggling on the back end. He really helps out.
What did you think of Dubas calling out the GM from Chicago? Apparently the Chicago GM. So they called him. He's like, hey, what's going on? I need a goalie. He goes, we'll see. And then he goes and tells the media, the Chicago GM ends up going to the media and kind of telling the untold secrets of what was going on in the trade thing. Dubas comes back and he's like, whoa, that's not under rule. What are you doing? We're in the locker room here. We're talking. And he's pissed. I think they're going to fight. That's what I think is going to happen. I think they might drop
Jake
the
Paul.
Gloves.
On the Jake Paul
on
card.
On the Jake Paul card. Yeah, exactly.
Dubas.
They're going to
you don't do that. That's such a loser move.
Yeah. Horrible move. And you know what? This Chicago just all the way around have completely wrecked their legacy, these guys.
The last 2 years, that's been a great franchise.
GMs that rat each other out, other crap in the locker room. Just horrible. What's going on over there?
They have some issues.
They got some problems. Yeah, they got some issues, is right.
It's not just the Greek community.
Oh, it's everywhere.
I feel like the Greeks down there probably started this whole thing.
Totally. Yeah.
All right, from there, we're going to stay with hockey for a quick minute. After all those trades we talked about and everything you feel, which team came out the strongest and which team came out the lightest? Pick a couple if you like, whatever you like. Dimitri, we'll start with you.
Florida came out the strongest. The rich got richer.
Yeah.
Who came out the weakest?
You don't have to say a week.
Oh, okay. I just think that I think if I'm St. Louis or LA, actually, you know what? Washington. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I think Washington didn't do anything and everyone else did something. Maybe those kind of teams where it's like you're there. Like, I don't know. That's my two cents.
Morph, what do you like? What did you like?
I like Carolina.
Yeah.
I like the move. It's Domi is going to slide in perfectly there. The one team, I'm going to say it's Edmonton for me.
Yeah.
I just, until they actually win a series.
Are you reading my notes?
He's got a ball.
That's here.
That's a good pick.
I can't say anything.
So it's funny. I will say I love the Carolina. I'm not convinced on Toronto. Yeah, you picked up Gio. I think it's a good thing. He's going to be great in the locker room. I think all that stuff. I still think the goaltending thing is a big problem with them. I think it's going to, you said it yourself, they don't have a goalie that's going to steal a game. I think that's going to be their
their Achilles heel. Edmonton.
And Toronto. I think they're both. I think both. But I will say this, I don't mind what Edmonton did. I think Edmonton actually believes that they knew, like they went into this trade deadline going, we're not going to be able to get that goalie. What do we need to do to stay awesome or stay better? We'll get two defensemen.
Totally.
We'll I feel like they know they couldn't do it. Where Toronto's like, they really wanted the goalie and they made a last minute ditch and got Giordano. You know what I mean? Like they still feel
No. You don't think so? No, you know what? They didn't get the goalie, but they got a veteran guy. This guy's not going to go in on the top D pairing.
But what I'm saying is I think Toronto still feels like Jack Campbell is their goalie for the future and he's going to be the guy that's taking them to the Stanley Cup.
I think Toronto's figured out the whole Yzerman school of thought of you don't, and we've talked about it, you don't need a $10 million goalie. You just need two decent guys and a good defense. Argue it all the time. If Antti Niemi can win a Stanley Cup.
Right. Sure.
That's it.
I still think for both franchises, if they don't win a playoff series, it's not a good year. It's not a successful year.
Then you have to, we talked in Toronto, you just have to think about blowing it up now.
Yep. I'm gonna name two more teams. I want you guys to give me a heads up on it. We'll start with the Homer team real quick, the Flames. Do you feel confident going into the playoffs? How do you feel about our Flames going forward?
I think it's gonna be a challenge for them.
Yeah.
But the one thing that benefits them is Sutter. Sutter will have these guys ready to play and play playoff hockey.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
You do not want to play the Calgary Flames. You do not want to play them. That's a tough game.
It depends how the referees call the game. If number 13 is able to play his game, then there can be very dangerous.
That's true.
That's a good one.
They're Carolina's younger brother. That's how I look at this team.
Yeah, okay. I can see that. Yeah,
it's just a revolving door of just go, go, go.
Now, speaking of that, we're not giving any respect, and I got to hear this. I'm not their biggest fan, but it's the Tampa Bay Lightning. Two times defending Stanley Cup champs. They didn't do a lot. They made a couple of small little trades. But no respect or respect for the Tampa Bay going into the playoffs?
Respect.
100%. Yeah. Two-time champs. You said it.
I agree.
And they know how to win. Oh. They might do it again. You
I
guys.
Think so, too, man.
And they're still top of the league.
Yeah.
Like, how do you...
All it comes down to is, you know, you think, in a scenario in that division, it's them against Florida. And they can beat them, no problem.
It's that one...
And then what?
It's Florida's nemesis. It's their kryptonite. Yeah. They can't seem to get over Tampa Bay. They just can't get it.
Either can Calgary.
Uh-oh.
Hot take.
Really? You had to go there.
I had to do it.
From there, we'll jump over to the NFL real quick. No audible. Last week, we started with it because of all the craziness going on. You know, Russell going to Denver and Devontae. Don't even get me started. Why?
Where's Devontae?
You know what? I don't want to talk about it. Don't want to talk about it, Morph.
Where'd he go again?
I think he did a Vegas trip or something like that. He'll be back.
He'll be back.
It's a holiday.
Exactly.
But let's talk a little bit about the Cleveland Browns. I'm curious what you guys thought. So this is the one thing I think people tend to forget. They get rid of Baker Mayfield. Fine, I get it. You go get Deshaun. Okay, awesome. You know, upgrade. But he still has to serve a fine between 6 to 8 games. And you gave him $230 million guaranteed money. So I guess my thought, where I want to go with it in the NFL real quick with Baker, do you like what Cleveland did or not? And then where is he going to go? Like, where is Baker going to go? This guy's the Heisman Trophy winner and the first overall pick. And this guy doesn't have a home as of right now.
I love what Cleveland did, actually, just from a QB perspective. Yeah, there's not that many QBs out there that are good, you guys, right? Like, it is a ruthless league to find a stable horse, right?
Right.
So, yeah, Deshaun Watson's available. You get him. The guaranteed money, I don't mind it. I don't mind the contract because he is good. But why does, like, but then it's Cleveland. Now he's got to go to the grand jury again.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, guys, if it's too good to be true, if she's coming home with you without even buying a drink first, he or she, ask questions.
Sure. Sure.
Ask questions.
Look into it.
Yeah, but you always ask the questions later.
But you got it. Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you like Baker getting out of Cleveland more?
You know what? He's going to be a great CFL addition.
It seems to be where they come. Yeah, the Alouettes need a quarterback, I think.
It's
no?
Great CFL addition. You guys don't think there's one team that'll pick him up? You think?
You know what the weird thing is? He will, like,
I think as a backup.
Obviously,
like,
but that's weird to me. This guy took him to the playoffs a couple of years ago. You know what his problem is, man? He's too much in his head. When he throws the ball, he is like trying to rip. He's old school Favre. He's trying to put the ball through you, not on your hands. I don't know why he's doing that. He is going to be a backup somewhere, but I don't think it's his style, where he will end up probably going to the CFL. I think you're right.
I do believe he will be up here.
Yeah. Him and Johnny Manziel. They're gonna,
could you imagine the 1-2?
That'd be amazing.
The Cleveland Alouettes.
No, I'm starting. That'd be amazing. The Cleveland Alouettes.
He'll get picked up somewhere. I like that as a backup, maybe a starter at some point.
Hey,
but
we need a backup, kind of, don't we?
Who, on the sports show?
No. That too, yeah. No, maybe Green Bay.
Go to Green Bay. He
can learn from the best. Aaron.
He would thrive in Green Bay.
With that being said, let's talk real quick about the Atlanta Falcons. They end up, so they were in the sweepstakes for Deshaun, right? Mm-hmm. They're like, hey, Deshaun, we like you. Hey, Maddie, get out. Oh, you're, Maddie, come back for a second. Maddie, hey, whoa, where are you going? Oh, you want us to trade you now? All right. He's off to Indianapolis. This is the third straight year that Indy's got a quarterback.
Yeah. How many? You know what I love about this old Deshaun Watson thing is, like, there's like seven teams that were like, hey, we're just kidding. Don't worry about it. It's, you know, hey, politics. Like, everyone shot themselves in the foot.
I don't know what to think. What do you think of the Colts picking up Matt Ryan?
You know what? Matt Ryan's he's a decent quarterback.
Yeah. I would say decent is the right word.
Like, he's not in your top five. No. I wouldn't even put him like the 5 to 10 category.
No. Is Indianapolis just, is that the retirement home of the league?
Apparently it is.
Is he just on older Wentz? Like, I don't know why they went with him.
I don't know either. Just to have someone? I don't know. Sometimes Wentz, I think some teams just need a jersey sale or a name.
A name?
Just to be there.
Sure.
Right.
Listen, Matt Ryan going there, it's no different than when Wentz is there. To me, they're like literally one and two. You couldn't convince me who's who. Like, have him standing in front of me, I'm like, yeah, you guys are the same guy.
Yeah, I would take. And Ryan then remember, ahead of Wentz.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? 100. Yeah. And you're a Philly fan, so I don't blame you for saying that one bit. It's true. No, 100%. But Matt Ryan, he's a proven winner. But the thing is, he had Julio Jones all those years. I'd like to see what he's gonna do in Indy.
Because he's old. Atlanta should have done this years ago.
Yeah. Really.
They should have done this years ago. Yes, they could have. 100%. You know?
Yeah. It's not great. Not good. No, it doesn't look good.
A lot of QB movement this year, more so than ever. It's the weirdest thing that I've ever seen.
Curious. What did you like? Did you like the Russell Wilson going to Denver?
For Denver, yeah.
Yeah, you like
that? Yeah, they overpaid, but now they're legitimately a Super Bowl contender. Yeah. Just like that.
And look at the division that they're in, too. They have to compete now.
You have to.
But they were going to go after Rodgers. This is what I was saying to Mitch. They're going to go after Rodgers. They would have ultimately had to pay this guy $40, $50 million a year, right? So what did they get instead? A guy who's won just as many Super Bowls, mm-hmm, and a guy who's appeared in more of them, and a guy who can still play.
Yep.
For $20 million a year.
I like it.
No, it's a great pickup. You know? It's great. But that, like, AFC West, watch, this is the problem. The AFC West, and those four teams are going to terrorize each other.
But
they're
going to
hurt each other.
Whether it's the first or second game, Denver versus Kansas City,
yeah,
Denver will win that game, and then everyone's going to be like, okay, the landscape just changed.
Yeah. This trade just paid itself off right now.
I couldn't agree. But, you know, guys, when you're talking about interdivision games, it's
not. You got a line on that yet?
Well, it's going to be nuts. It's going to be fun, man. That division's going to be fun. Yeah. But I'm convinced like three of the four teams in that division might actually go to the playoffs in a weird way somehow. But remember, they got to play each other twice, right? So there's going to be a lot of parity.
Going back to the Baker Mayfield thing, who took over in Atlanta? Wasn't it Mariota?
Mariota.
Yeah, Marcus Mariota. So if Marcus Mariota can still get a job, I'm sure Baker will go somewhere.
Seattle's the big landing spot, they're saying now. Seattle. But I don't know. Him and DK, maybe they could do something. Who knows? But like I said, he's got to relax, a little touch on the ball. Well, he's trying to kill somebody every time we throw the ball. I don't know. All right, here it is. It's the 200th edition.
Very hard on the Mayfield.
I like him, but he's trying to be a guy that he's not. He's trying to be Brett Favre. There's only one guy.
Yeah, not on Mitch's watch.
Not here. You're lucky. I'm bringing the jersey next week. Remind me, I got to put it up on the thing. It's the 200th edition of Rapid Banter. Are you ready?
Are we here?
It's
all
here.
Right. All this right. is it.
All right, Morph.
I never know what's
Sit
coming.
Back and relax and watch a professional at work here.
I got to keep it good. Okay, what do we right. got? I'm watching these geese out here. Yeah. I don't even know what
you
they're
know,
doing.
Do you know geese have teeth on their tongues?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, I did. A lot of birds do, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it's an evolution thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, they just eat worms. What do they need teeth on their tongue
No,
for?
No, no. They eat a lot of fish. You got to remember, they got to grind it for their kids, too.
Ah.
It's a thing.
It's a grinding thing.
It's a good topic on the sports show right now that you guys are having.
We know
it's
you
the
listen.
Secret sauce, Morph. This is the secret sauce. Yeah.
All right. Pat Bemble, UFC star, and the new Conor McGregor type hype machine, fought and won last week. He revealed he only won $24,000 in the UFC London. Too little or just enough?
Still more than what I make in a year.
LeBron's in his 19th year and he's averaging 30 points a game. Is he like a fine wine or what the heck's up with this guy?
Yeah, if the label's called GOAT.
No.
We can't let you know. Wrap off. Triller is doing rap battles this month. It's Cypress Hill versus Onyx. Who wins?
Cypress Hill.
Italy misses back-to-back World Cup. What's wrong?
I don't know. They gotta make a change.
Masvidal attacked Colby Covington weeks after losing in his UFC pay-per-view. Now charged with assault, should he just leave it in the ring or anytime, any place?
How does it feel to lose in the ring and out of the ring?
It's so true.
That's bad.
And by the way, you know, if you are a UFC guy, I think you should be ready to fight at any time. Like, you know, even if you're eating a dinner and then
you know how WWE is like the 24/7 championship? That's how the UFC should be.
That's
anywhere
be.
You are in the world, just reality cameras. And they're going.
They're just fighting. Yeah. That's the way I look at it. An 11-year-old loses control of a car during a police pursuit while driving 150 kilometers through his community. Is the kid destined for Formula One or juvie court?
If you ain't first, you're last.
So listen to this on baseball. Vladdy Guerrero, he goes through an arbitration. He gets 1 year, $7.9 million. Same player on different player on same team. Tesco Hernandez gets 1 year, $10.65 million. How is that possible?
They both sound like bandits.
Is this baseball?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But how does Vladdy
pass? Yeah. Hard pass.
But we're still trying to figure out. Vladdy Guerrero almost won the MVP last year. He's getting 1 year, $7.9 million.
Yeah, but Tesco Hernandez.
You give that guy 10
points. El Bandito.
That is a great first name.
It's a strong name. Yeah,
you know,
you're right.
If we were younger, I'd use that at the nightclub.
Now
what's your
plate.
Name? Tiasco.
Tesco Hernandez.
Tesco. Chicago. Bulls are fifth in the East, but 0-16 versus the top three teams in the conference. Too much pressure or relax?
There's a lot of bullshit going on in there.
March 23rd, 1994, Gretzky surpasses Gordie Howe for all-time goals in the NHL. How old were you in 1994?
Old enough to know that he's the best Canadian athlete.
So, Morph, I don't know if you heard the podcast last week or the week
Move
before.
On.
Wait, no. Let's break. We got a third party now. All right. So, there was a survey we found, and it said, Terry Fox is the greatest Canadian athlete of all time. Second, Gretzky. Third was Claire Hughes, something like that. I can't remember. I think actually those were the top three.
Yeah, I believe it was.
And so I tell Dimitri, and you might want to just go back and listen to what he said about our national treasure.
Oh, no, I heard.
Oh, good. thoughts on the national treasure.
Gretzky is, in my opinion, the greatest.
Yeah.
It's just greatest. Not apples to apples, Morph.
It's not.
Yeah.
I like how you guys are politically correct. I like that. It was hard for you to be politically correct.
I was holding back.
You were holding back there.
But I was.
So you agree?
it's
maybe I could have worded it a little nicer.
Yes. Yeah, the politician side of you was not there on that comment.
Yeah, the Trump side, apparently.
Yeah. All right, last one. Would you rather watch an NHL game with Snoop with watching the LA Kings or Justin Bieber with the Maple Leafs?
The Biebs. Yeah, he knows more about hockey. I actually
I don't know.
Think
Snoop
it would be
would
better.
Be fun. I think he's into hockey, man. He loves his
Snoop
Kings.
Loves the hockey.
He loves the hockey. I don't know, but I just love the Biebs.
You know, I'm a Bieb. I'm a believer.
I hate to say it. Three for three. Damn it. I can't believe it.
There you
it.
Go.
All right, here we go.
It's good to have a guest see.
It's
though.
Nice.
You know what? Because we talk about the rapid banter and even Maga Malaka, I assume, is next. I have no idea what's coming. This is it. It's all organic.
There we go. We're off to Maga Malaka. 200th episode.
Honest, of course.
Standard. Yeah. So, do you want me to go through? I only picked one topic, so we're just going to go
through
it. Okay, perfect. It's things Italy are going to do now because they're not in the World Cup. So what are you going to do if you're an Italian soccer player? What are you going to do? It's Maga Malacca time. Here we go. Are you ready? 200th episode, finishing it off strong.
Fair
ready?
Enough.
All yeah. right. First one, more Maga Malacca. Beaches in Greece. The Italian players will hit the beaches in Greece. They're off.
Malacca.
Malacca? Why Malacca?
Stay in Italy.
Stay in Italy.
Yeah, you think we want losers on our award-winning beach? Now that we know that you can't make it in.
Okay, here's things Italy should do now that they're not in the World Cup. Maga Malacca. Eat. Mangia. You going to eat a little bit?
Maga. Yeah. You got to do that. It is good. At the end of the day, they got good food. Yeah, I'll give it
cannolis,
to them.
You know.
Yes.
I love cannolis.
How about this one for you, Morph?
Love them.
I mean, delicious.
Oh, it's they pound for pound the best
it's
dessert.
Really, yeah.
Man, they figured that out.
Yeah,
they did. You know, on Instagram, I follow this like one Italian feed, and it's just the guy speaking Italian the whole time, but he's making pasta. It's delicious.
That's
I've
all
never
you
made
need.
It. It just looks so good every time.
This stuff is
so good, right? Bad for the waistline, though.
Everything in moderation.
More, what about
not on this side? Not on,
we don't know anything about moderation.
No. We literally went through the whole community driving over here of like how like obese everybody is, including ourselves. Right?
Oh, we talked about it. How,
more, how about this? Well, Maga Malacca, things Italy can do in the World Cup now that they're not in it, practice more.
Malacca.
That's not what's going to help.
Come on. It's Italy. They don't need to practice.
They don't need to practice. How about this one, Dimitri? Get more tattoos. Have you ever noticed the Italian team is like just stacked with tattoos?
Whole team. Malacca, take it easy.
Take it easy. I think they were trying to intimidate teams. That's what I think. Like bikers. Like they're the bikers of soccer. That's what I think.
And we're the sons of anarchy.
Oh, take a look at this. Take a look at this.
Tough guy. They're the least toughest team out there. You're right. No, the cake still goes to Rivaldo. 2002 World Cup. The guy basically passes the ball so he could take the corner kick and hits him in the leg. Do you remember?
Yeah, I totally
remember
that.
And then he grabbed his face and went on the ground.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Pinch shoots.
That's how you win.
How about this one, Dimitri, for you? Watch Canada go to the World Cup.
Maga.
That's what's going to happen. Italy, watch Canada make it to the World Cup. There
it's
it
amazing.
Is.
Amazing.
There it is, guys. Maga Malacca. That's it for episode 200. Our good friend Gus Morfessi's joined us. That was fun.
Yeah, gentlemen. It. Awesome.
This is what we do on Saturday mornings.
Pleasure to be on the 200th.
Hey, this is we're very excited about it.
The captain of the club.
Can we do a quick shout out? Let's do a shout out to,
yes.
Like, honestly, to the Amy. The good Amy.
The good Amy.
For doing what she's done. Like, but you got to go to the YouTube. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Especially what she did with the whole Terry Fox bit.
That was good.
That is.
If you haven't seen it,
she's
jump
worth
on there.
Every little penny we pay her.
Yeah. Like literally nothing.
She deserves more.
Yeah.
It's okay. I gave her a
and
bit
if
of
anyone
a,
wants
I gave
to send her
side
money,
hustle.
We'll give you that.
I never told you this, did I? I gave her a little bit of
side. You told me.
Oh, I did. Okay. Yeah, we don't have secrets.
Yeah.
So I got a little side hustle.
So a little to the Amy.
Taking care of it, huh?
Yeah. What about South Carolina?
Now I see what she's really worth. I'm like, holy smokes, we better be nice to this woman.
Man, it's crazy. Oh, yeah, big time. Well South played. Carolina, George is another guy we got to thank. He's like religiously on us, keeping us in line with
Agent
everything.
Agent Ange. Coach Paul.
That's right.
You know, everybody on the roster.
Even Jeff. You know, we haven't talked to you in a while, Jeff, but Jeff was good. So Jeff was the producer of the show when we first started.
At Alchemy Studios.
Yeah. Buddy, this guy, he's a classic, and it's too bad. We got to call him. We got to bring him in one time.
I'll let you do it.
Okay.
He's your guy.
He's my guy.
I love the Jeff, but you know,
it was fun.
Look, time. Ladies and gentlemen, we're happy to have our captain, the captain, one of our good friends on the show. It's good to celebrate with people. You've been listening for a while, team supporting us, but this is episode 200. Remember, Sports Show YYC on Instagram and Twitter. Don't forget to find us on the Facebook page. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. That thing is nothing but fun and amazing. But again, Podbean, Spotify, iTunes, CJSW, CJSW.com, 90.9 FM. We're here for, and hope. Hey, to another 200.
Yeah.
Hopefully to another 200. But this is one for the books. We got to shove it in the locker because now we got to hit the showers.
It is. Have a great week, everyone.
Yeah. This is where Morph and I thrive, by the way, Mitch. This is
the locker room talk, the after talk.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, no.
The shower.
The shower. Yeah.
That reminds me, we got to do the Loofah Awards. We got to do those
We
got
to bring, back for the Loofah Awards.
Yeah, come back for the Loofahs. It's a big one.
Yeah, that's, we're going to spray
We're
going to
go head-to-head with Oscars. We feel like we could get better ratings than the Oscars this year. Yeah.
This was a good episode.
It was fun.
Yeah.
You know,
it's fun.
It was great.
This is what we
it was
do.
Nice having a bit more fun there.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Do you think I was too hard on the Italians?
No, I don't think you were hard enough. Actually,
I felt like I was maybe picking on him. But you're Euro champs.
Yeah.
And then
you held back a little bit.
I was.
You felt a little nervous.
I think it's because
you know a lot of Italians, and you were scared of the.
I think I might have gotten. You have a lot of. It was the tattoos.
You have Italian clients, don't you? You son of a gun.
I'm also almost, you know, Diane's guy.
He's a big man too.
He's a big guy.
A lot of people loving the cannoli.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, forget about it.
Forget about it.
Hey, Italy, why don't you go get your shine box?
Ah, there it is.